talking about right now a series called Still Standing. Could you say that with me? Still Standing. We're not talking about standing against something. We're not even talking about standing up for something. We're talking about the fact is all hell has come against you and you're still standing. What does that mean? You haven't quit. You haven't given up. Maybe the person you loved walked out of your life. What are you going to do? You can't make people love you. You can't make people do just like you want them to do. That's a fairy tale land you're living in. The real world is, crap happens. I'm sorry. It does. I can't believe you said it. It does. Life is like that, isn't it? Yes or no? Say. That's why I get so ticked off, and maybe it's just me, and I don't care if it's just me. I watch Christian TV. It's like, oh, if you give this, you're going to get all your stuff and you're going to be blessed. You know what? If I give, I'm going to make some guy rich. That's what I'm going to do. Excuse me. All right? It's all happy. You know, God wants you to be all this. Yeah. Well, what about all this life out here I'm living? Say. What about we have an adversary, the devil? What about that stuff in Scripture? Is that true or not? What about heaven? If life's supposed to be so good down here, why do I need that? Sometimes we paint a picture down here. You're a Christian. You're supposed to have this. Blah, 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 blah. And you know what? Why ain't it happening in my life? You ever feel like that? Say. Now, most of you, if you're honest, you'll say, yes, sir. That's what this series is about. Amen? Not a series for sissies. If you're a church hopper and you just happen to hop in here today, good. Amen? Say. Tough talk today. Here we go. God gave this message to me. He spoke to my heart. This idea of the title today, dealing with your own BS, is not original with me. I heard a preacher say that. So that's where we stole that from today. Amen? Dealing with your belief system. We set ourselves up in the Christian life often for failure because we believe something. We believe the Bible really says this right here, and some guy told me, and I got, and I can't believe this happened. Look at me. Because you got a crazy belief system about something the Bible really never said. Y'all understanding where I'm headed this morning? Say. Into spooky land. Here we go. Come on. Dealing with your own, say it with me, B.S. You can't believe you said it in church. Belief system. Not talking about Barbara Streisand, all right? Here we go. Dealing with your own belief system. Or invisible intangibles. Or misbeliefs. Misbeliefs. And I know misbelief isn't a proper word, but you'll get over it. It's proper for what we're talking about this morning. Amen? Some things, I'm a Christian, things in my mind, things I've believed, invisible intangibles that can set me up for a great fall. So much so, I get disillusioned and I don't get back up again. I've seen it happen many times in my line of work. I've been close myself. Okay? Oh, I've definitely fallen. But thank God I got back up. Amen? Let's talk about it. Here we go. If you don't find and deal with your misbeliefs, they'll continue to control you and keep you in prison. So we're going to talk about one specific one today. I don't know what yours might be. But I'm going to talk about one today and help some of this idea of still standing, and we're going to ride it all the way home. I want you to know who you are in Christ today. I want you to know who your Lord and Savior is. I want you to know that you have power, that you have strength, and you can make it. All right? If you're coming to me expecting me to tell you, give up, quit, throw in the towel, sin, jump off a bridge, I'm not going to tell you that. Now, to jump off a bridge, I will tell you that. On Mondays, don't come see me on Mondays. I don't do any counseling on Monday because I'm scared I'll tell people that. So anyway, here we go. So often our faith is believing wrong beliefs. A lot of times we have faith, and we're Christians, and we believe something even inside of our Christianity that's wrong. And it leads to failure. So many churches fail today. Because, I mean, well, you can't say that, or you offend somebody, or the music's too loud. See, the music's too loud, you see? And because the music's too loud, I'm not going back to church there anymore. Well, great, you're a strong person, aren't you? You're somebody I want to follow and get behind and go over a cliff with. I don't think so. We set ourselves up to come into a church many times with all these preconceived ideas and notions, and we're ready for it to fail. And I don't like it. I don't want to like it. And no wonder you're a failure in your Christian life and reaching people for Christ. Tough talk this morning, isn't it? And that I'm a failure. Let's deal with some of this BS. That's why it's so important. We talked about it last week, to stand still and hear, say it with me, the voice of God. How do I do that? I'm not going to re-preach the message, but we said three things. I must be what? If you're going to stand still and hear the voice of God, you've got to be taught. Who's going to teach you that? Somebody tell me. Trouble. Trouble's going to teach you. If you expect to get on the mountain and hear from God, I'm going to tell you something, friend. He speaks in the valley. And if you're quitting between here and there, you're shot. You're never going to hear from Him. Trouble's going to teach you to hear from God, to rely on God, to depend on God, to learn He's God. No, I'm not, but He is and He can. And I can stand. You must trust that Jesus Christ is your Savior. He is my good shepherd. He gave His life for me. He knows my name. I know Him. I can hear His voice. And I can follow Him. Amen? You got to lose the idea that Sister So-and-so hears from God and I can't. You got to get off that trip. You got to realize I'm a child of God just like somebody else is a child of God. And I can hear from God. And I can trust God. And I can believe God. And God can be with me when I'm going through the mess. I know He can. You got to trust, though. I can't do that for you. You have to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For we must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. He will bless you. Did you know that? Yes or no? He will help you. He don't just help the preacher. He helps you. He's God. Have I lost you so far? Number three, I must know what? Truth. Don't just be listening to some spooky voice. God speaks to you through His Word. Give Him something to work with. I loved it. A new believer in Christ. He came to Christ through the radio ministry that we have. He was here this morning. Rough. He has a tough life. Done things that you think's horrible and he thinks they're bad. All this kind of stuff. He came to me this morning. Came over and saw me on the side. He grabbed me by the hand and said, "Can I pray for you, preacher?" And then he prayed a prayer that he had memorized from the Bible. And I stood right there and I had this new believer in Christ praying a prayer for me that now he's hidden in his heart and he's memorized. You must know truth. Amen? He's knowing truth. I'm seeing him grow, seeing him develop. That's part of the Christian life. Amen? Let's keep moving now. We also saw in the Scriptures it says, "He that has an ear, let him what? Hear what the Spirit says." So, we believe with our heart, the Bible teaches. In the middle of heart is both what? Hear and we must listen to God. We must hear the voice of God with our heart. Not this pumping thing, but with our will, our emotions, our brain, who we are as a person must hear from God and believe in God. So we talked about that last week. So today we're going to take it a step further, dealing with my BS, my belief system. You'll see a horse there. You're going to wonder, why all the horses? Well, Roger's a big horse guy. He and Lisa love horses. Amen? So Roger just went crazy this weekend, did everything in horses. Not really. Horses are up there for a reason. You're going to learn today. You look at all these pictures. You're going to learn. Hang in here with me now. You're going to learn. Keep looking. Let's talk about the heart real quick. A good man out of the good treasure of his what? Heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his what? Heart brings forth that which is evil. From the abundance of the what? The mouth. So what you believe in your heart, what you hear with your ear and you believe in your heart is really, really, really important. So if you've got misbeliefs, you can be screwed up forever. As a Christian, we're going to try to work on that a little bit today. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God. It's no wonder he said it this way, with all your what? Heart. With all your soul, with all your mind. This is interesting. After Jesus resurrected, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared unto Mary Magdalene, out of whom he'd cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, say it with me, believed not. Was he alive, yes or no? Yeah, he's alive, but they chose to not believe. So they were still screwed up. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither what? Believe they? Them. So here's Mary Magdalene telling him he's alive. Here's the two on the road to Emmaus saying he's alive. They don't choose to believe. They stay with their misbelief. And guess what Jesus said when he appeared to them? Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 that didn't believe. These were Christians. These were disciples. These were close followers. As they sat at meat and upbraided them. Got on their case. With their unbelief and hardness of what? Heart. Because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. It is so important. Listen to me. So important that you believe with your heart and that you don't have misbeliefs. Or you're setting yourself up for a big fall. We're getting somewhere, so hang in here with me. You see this stuff all through the Bible. Let not your what? Heart be troubled. Because that's where you believe. You believe in God, believe in me. Verse 27, peace I leave with you, Jesus says. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives I give unto you. Let not your what? Heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. That's the part of you, the heart. That's who you really are. If you're messed up there, or you have some BS going on there in that belief system in your heart, you're setting yourself up for perhaps a big fall. How can you stand when all hell's coming against you? How can I keep going when my mother, I've talked about God and how good God is, and then on Thanksgiving in 1993, my mother was brutally murdered, shot six times. How can you keep going? Well, let me tell you something, friend. You keep going. Amen? God, is God bad that day? Yes or no? No, God's still good. That's my belief. Things are going to come against you. It's going to hit your beliefs. If you've got some misbeliefs floating around that only God does good, everything's good, all is great, everything's good, don't be surprised that you're going to be a casualty along the way. Keep listening. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your what? Heart. That God raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. Because, why? With the heart, man does what? Believes. So I'm just hitting some heart verses to try to get something across, and we're getting where we're going. I know you think I'm lost, but actually I'm right where I want to be. Okay? Dealing with my belief system. If I don't deal with my belief system, I am not going to be able to continue to stand. Or if I'm down, I'm not going to be able to get back up. I've got to deal with my belief system. I believe with my heart. What I really believe in my heart shapes who I really am. Would you say that with me? What I really believe in my heart shapes who I really am. That's the powerful thing about asking Jesus into your heart. See? If you have Jesus in your heart, And if you believe in Jesus in your heart, and you trust Jesus with your heart, and you follow Jesus with your heart, do you see? And when you read the Word of God, you read the Word of God and you hide God's Word in your what? Heart! Do you see how I'm changing who I am? You understand that or not? Doesn't make any sense to anybody. You can keep the mess in your heart that you've got, or you can put Jesus Christ in your heart, and you can put His Word in your heart, and you can change who you are. But if you stayed the same as you was, and you're just doing church, and it's a little church thing you do, don't be surprised when all hell comes against you that you are going to be out of church. You are a casualty because you never dealt with your heart. Making any sense? Still lost? Here we go. The heart does what? Believes. Now I got a fly, Rod. I'm trying, brother. So often, this is Gary Country Talk, we don't remain upright, still standing, when downright trouble comes our way. So often we don't remain upright when downright trouble comes our way. We give up, we quit, we fall, we leave, we bail. What are you going to do? We retreat, we withdraw, we fall back, we quit. I don't want to do that. Do you think that honors God? Yes or no? Say. You think that honors the Lord? When trouble comes into my life, and everybody around town knows Gary Clark quit? Say. Did you hear he quit? Say. Yeah, did you hear that? He quit. Yeah, he quit. Did you hear that? Rotunda board down there gave him some problem and he couldn't take it, so he quit. You want that on my epitaph as a preacher? I don't want that on my stone. Amen? No, it means we keep standing, we keep working it out, we keep fighting, we keep doing what we got to do. Why? Because that's what life is. Got it? Yes or no? Say. Yeah, I mean, that's life. All right? And I can hear your story. It could be that your mother was murdered like mine. It could be that your husband walked out on you. The bottom line is, it could be a child. I have people in this church whose children were killed in a fire, burned. We all have stuff. Are we going to still stand or not? Say, that's what it's all about. And how can I do that if I've got misbeliefs, if I don't know who I am in Christ? I don't really believe that in my heart. I just don't think I'm going to make it. Keep looking. Why do we do these things? Withdraw? Because we don't know who we are, Raj. Pop it up. Dealing with our own BS. The horses are coming. Look at them. A major misbelief. I'm going to deal with just one of them today. Just one major misbelief. That's it. That's the only one we're going to do. Just one today, okay? Just one. Here it is. I need y'all set up. Now, come on. Here's the message. It's fixing to turn. Here it is. Hell comes against me. Satan comes against me. Life comes against me. My own screwy head comes against me. People talk about me like a dog. People lie. You fill in the blanks. Here's a misbelief. I'm to be meek. We're to be what? All hell comes against me. Go ahead. And I'm supposed to be meek. Something ain't ringing right in my mind on this thing. Let's talk about it. Y'all ready? Major misbelief. Does the Bible say I am supposed to be meek? Yes or no? Yes. Some of you said no. The answer is yes. Here we go. You just want me to go hit him with a bat, don't you? I know you. Here we go. Come on. The Bible does say I'm to be meek. Here's Jesus speaking. Blessed are the... Now hang in here with me. Come on. That's right. He said that. I'm blessed when I'm meek. Yes. Keep looking. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. Here's a major misbelief, though. I am to be meek. Does the Bible say I'm to be meek? Yes. Yes, it does. But so often, the Bible will say something that we're supposed to be, but we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is, or we have believed that it's something that it's not. Okay? I've been saved by the blood of Christ. I have been indwelt with the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. But I'm supposed to be meek. What's up with that? You made me like I am, God. I'm a man. What are you doing to me? You know what I mean? Come on. You've left me on planet Earth with all this junk. But I'm to be what? Keep looking. Meekness, misbelief. Here's what we believe meekness is. Say it with me. Meekness is... Say it with me one more time. Come on. Meekness is... That's what we believe in our minds so often. I'm to be meek. You know what to a lot of us it means? To many of us, meekness means this. Say it with me. Slap me again. Didn't he say, turn the cheek 70 times, 7, forgive, turn the other cheek? Didn't he say that? Yeah. So many of us believe that word meekness means, slap me again, hit me again, slap me again. Oh, I love that. Amen. God bless you. Glory to God. After a while, I'm going to come unloose on somebody. Is that what He called me to be? Weak? Let's talk about it. Meekness is not weakness. Would you tell your heart that? Meekness is not weakness. Tell your heart one more time. Meekness is not weakness. You might think Clark's going crazy. We're in a series called Still Standing, When All Hell Comes Against You. I think I've got to be talking like this if that's the way I'm feeling. Amen? This is rough. Now, if you're feeling I've lost my mind and all this kind of stuff, probably today you're living in rosy land. Probably most people around you ain't. Okay? So this is the kind of talk we need to have. Meekness is not what? Weakness. You need to tell your heart that. Here's what meekness is. Meekness is what? Strength! Under control. But above everything else, come on, it's what? Meekness is what? Strength! But under control. I can handle this. Okay? Let's keep digging. Why all the horses? Did Roger really go crazy? No. This is your Bible, friend. That word meekness is used in the Greek and even Hebrew talk of an obedient, say it with me, war horse. I know for years as a preacher that meekness was strength under control. I knew that. And I even knew about the horse thing. God wants me to be meek? Here we go. Listen, but I always thought, you know, it was about the bit in the mouth, and you know, a big old horse is strong, and a guy can get on a horse, and he can ride the horse, and he can put that bit there, and he can turn him whichever way. And that's the idea, that is the idea of meekness. It's that horse's bit, and you know, that bit in a horse's mouth, and though he's so big and strong, he can be turned and moved back and forth. I understood that. But I never knew it was really talking about a war horse. Because I live today in this culture where I see little ponies and little horses, and they're so nice, and they got a little nice little nose and everything, and they're cute and all that. And I just didn't really realize that's really not what they had them for. They were war horses. In this culture, in this day, in these scriptures, it's talking about what kind of horse? Somebody tell me. A war horse. Meekness. The perfect picture of meekness is an obedient war horse. Now I'm liking this image a little better. Amen? Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us and turn about their whole body. Also, James 3:13 says, who's a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with what? Meekness of wisdom. So we're talking about meekness. But I want you to see something. Look at the mouth of a horse. Look at that mouth right there. Now, what scientists might tell you is over time, people stuck something in the horse's front teeth, and it just over time, all those other teeth that were there just decided to go away. See, that's their crazy evolution. I'm going to tell you something. Did you know God made that horse's jaw and everything just like that? Did you know that? Yes or no? Somebody tell me. Did you know when it was made, even before there was a bit, God made that horse's mouth for a bit? It fits right in there. It fits right in there. You have that. We have a great Creator. Amen? He was created to do what He does with that bit in His mouth. Okay? The mouth of a horse was made for a what? Say it with me. The mouth of a horse was made for a... One more time. The mouth of a horse was made for a... He was made to be ridden. He was made by our Creator to do what He does. A war horse. So now I see different in my heart. God has called me to be meek. But He has called me to be meek like a war horse. Was a war horse. Amen? Are you feeling better about your situation right now that you're facing? Say a little bit. It's like I'm giving you the green light to go slap somebody in the head, ain't I? No, I'm not giving you the green light. I've got the preacher back there going, no, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that at all. But I want you to see what your Bible says. Keep looking. Job 39, you're probably going to want to remember this passage. Circle it. God talking. God speaking to Job. Let me ask you a question. Out of all the people in the Bible who had trouble, who do you think probably had more trouble in all the Bible than any other person on the planet? Somebody say his name. Thank you. So God's talking to him. He talks to him about science and creation. And then He mentions this to him. We're a war horse, friend. So much of the church today is sissy. I'm not talking about with sissy people. I'm talking about we can be strong, but we won't support the pastor or the work or the work of the ministry. When it gets hard, we quit, we leave. That doesn't sound like a war horse to me, does it you? Yes or no? Life stuff happens to us in our life, and we quit, we bail, we don't read our Bible anymore, we stop praying, I'm not going to give anymore, all that. It don't sound like a war horse to me. Here's what the Bible says about a war horse. God speaking to Job. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is what? Terrible. He paws in the valley. He rejoices in his strength. He goes to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear. He is not affrighted, neither turned back from the sword. It's a crazy critter. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and the shield. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither believes he that is the sound of the trumpet. This guy talking about the horse. He says among the trumpets, say it with me. Ha ha! The trumpet, the battle. He hears them off in the distance. Oh, I can't do it. No, no, no. He goes, ha ha! He smells the battle afar off. The thunder of the captains and the shouting. And he's ready. I'm to be meek. I like that form of meek. Meek as a warhorse. Strength under control. So many Christians, we say, greater is He that's in us and He that's in the world. And we quit and fall. We fall and quit. Get out of the, just stop for God. Amen? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Bless God. And then a year later, we're done. We're out playing golf on Sunday. I actually got a letter from a man. This was a couple of years ago. Actual letter who said he's leaving our church because he really needs more time to go play golf. You know what I said? Good riddance. I'm not going to go visit a man like that who's pitiful. I'm just not going to do it. Bah! Can you believe a man didn't take time to write me that kind of letter? And the funny thing is, then he goes on and heads up a Christian ministry. Yeah, that's right. Throw up land. God didn't call me to that kind of meekness. I've been struggling with this for years. Now, don't think I'm going to get mad and go kill somebody. I'm not. But there are things in my heart, things in my own life, and I imagine they're in yours too. If I told you, you wouldn't believe I could stand up here on Sunday and preach. You would not believe I could preach. But you think probably, he's happy, he's full of energy, he's got a lot of life, he's all this, he's all that. That's bull. Amen? I'm just saying, I live like you, I'm where you're at. I struggle too. Got it? Y'all listening, say. But I've been called to be a war horse. Can you say that with me? I've been called to be a war horse. I have a master. He's created me. I can do this. Come on. So a war horse is totally obedient to his master. I got a fly, Raj. I'm sorry. We're going to say him real quick. His neck is clothed with thunder. He is unafraid. He paws in the valley. He goes to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear. He is not frightened. He does not turn back from the sword. The rattling arrows don't shake him. Neither do the glittering spear or the fancy shield. He swallows the ground and all that dust with fierceness and rage. He says to the trumpet, ha, ha. He smells the battle. He hears the thunder and the shouting. And say it with me, he is. Now that sounds like somebody who's filled with the Holy Ghost. That sounds like somebody to me who knows what it means to say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. That seems to seem clearer to me now. I've been called to be a war horse. Not to fall, not to quit. That's God's calling on my life. Do I believe it in my heart? I got to deal with this misbelief thing of that thing down in there. I got to know who I am. Is that making sense? How many feel like you're my counselors and I'm on the couch? Meekness is used of a totally obedient war horse. Meekness is not what? Will you leave here today knowing that that's what not, meekness is not that anymore? Would you leave here knowing that today? Yes or no? Can we praise the Lord that I know that now in my life? Okay. I know you think I'm done. That's why you're clapping so loud. But hang on. Keep on. Keep on. We're trying. Meekness is strength under control. Meekness says, I want you to see this is a Clark quote. Here it is. Meekness says, I could whoop you if I wanted to, but I'm not going to, but I will if I have to. That's meekness. That's meekness. Right? Can we say it again? I could whoop you if I wanted to, but I'm not going to, but I will if I have to. Well, that doesn't sound very spiritual. I thought I was supposed to say, slap me again. Maybe a couple of times I might. Meekness is believing and knowing that Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. It's funny how that we're so weak, we quit, we fall back, and I know bad stuff's happened to you, I understand that. But wait a minute, He's King of kings and Lord of lords! Man, if I can't make it with Him, I'm shot! I want you to see what the Bible says about Him. And I saw heaven open, and behold, interesting, a white what? And He that sat upon Him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness He doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. On His head was many crowns. And He had a name written that no man knew but He Himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in what? Blood. And His name is called who? Somebody tell me. The Word of God. He's Jesus. He's our Savior. And the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon what? Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of His mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it He should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And He treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And He has on His vesture and on His thigh, say it with me, a name written, say it with me, King of kings and Lord of lords. Wow. I sort of see myself in that passage. He's got my back. I'm the war horse. I'm all right. No wonder. No wonder I can fight. Wow. Sometimes we don't see Jesus that way. That's another misbelief. We see Jesus as He was. Jesus ain't who He was. Jesus is who He is. Okay? All right? We see Him as in the Scripture many times, and we painted Jesus as effeminate. Jesus is not effeminate. Some crazy, kooky period of life when they didn't even know God in our world started painting stupid pictures, made Him look like that. He ain't effeminate. Jesus is not a sissy in sandals. Would you say that with me? Say it with me. Jesus is not a sissy in... He's not. You know who Jesus is? He's not a pushover. Jesus, like I just told you about Him in Revelation, that's how He is right now. He's victorious. Jesus, He had a mission. He came to this earth. He had a mission to seek and to save that which was lost. Man, He conquered death, hell, and what? The grave! But I'm going to quit. I don't like the preacher. Weakling. Come on. He is what? The King of kings and Lord of lords. That's it. Yeah, come on. We ought to praise God. My gosh. Amen. Come on. I know I've screamed a lot. This is one of them screaming messages. Does your heart believe that? You need to tell your heart that. You need to go home and have a talk with your heart. You need to tell your heart who your God is, who your Savior is, who Jesus is. Amen? You need to tell yourself who you are. You're a war horse. You need to start talking to yourself like that. If you're going to make it, I'm especially talking to many of you in this room who are about ready to throw in the towel because the pain is so severe in your life. You need to have a talk with Jesus. And yourself. Amen? Come on. Dealing with your own BS. Hopefully now the title makes a little more sense. You have not been chosen to be weak. You have been chosen to be what? There's a big difference. Amen? What is meekness? Totally obedient to your what? Totally, I'm a war horse. I've been made in the image of God. I've been bought with His blood. He's written my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's sealed me with His Holy Spirit. I'm His forever. I can make it. Amen? The King of kings and Lord of lords has your what? Remember that. Will you remember that you're a war horse? Who was riding on that horse? Jesus was. That King of kings and Lord of lords, He has your back. I can't make it, preacher. He has your back. I don't think I can do it. He has your back. Can you keep going? Can you go a little further? Can you make another step? Can you make it one more day? Can you help me just a little bit? He's got your back. Are you listening to me today? Say. That's a whole different image, isn't it? I thought I had to do it all. Oh, no. You just ride, baby. Come on. You turn when I say turn. You do what you're supposed to. Come on. Have confidence in me. Would you say this with me, church? Come on. Now, you need to get with it, with the program. Here we go. This is me. This is me. This is me. I had a talk with my heart. This is me. Come on. My neck is clothed with thunder. I will not fear. I will paw in the valley. When it's hard, I'm going to keep pawing in the valley. Sounds good to me. Come on. I will fight. I mock at fear. They do not scare me. I will not turn back from the sword. I am not shaken by the rattling or the glitter. I swallow the ground with the fierceness and rage. I laugh at the enemy's trumpet. Should I cower at Satan's trumpet or should I laugh at it? Somebody tell me. Should I laugh at it if he's on my back? Yes or no? I smell the battle. I hear the thunder and the shouting. I am ready. Why? Because I am meek. Wow! What a difference in my mindset now. I thought I was weak. It starts to make sense to me now more clearly. Verses it says, we are more than, fill in the blank, conquerors through Him that loved us. Doesn't it make a little more sense? Say, church, I'm not asking you to send money so you can be this. You are this because the price has been paid in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. No preacher can give you this. Nobody's going to put it on you. Nobody's going to send you a little cloth and make you this over TV. No, sir. You are this because He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He has your back. Okay? You can make it. He is my master. He has my back. I am still standing. Amen? Now, I don't know what you got out of the message, and be honest with you, I know I've been a little ugly today. I don't really care. Because most of you that are going to be critical of me anyway about this message don't have a clue of what I'm talking about. But the people in this room that do have a clue, they've been through hell and back. They're going through it right now. They hurt so bad they can't even have to see straight. They've got some hope. Amen. They got them some hope today from the Fellowship Church. Amen. They did because that's who I am. I'm an obedient warhorse. Amen. I wanted to bless you today with a message that God gave me, spoke to my heart. Am I supposed to go out and hurt people? No, I'm not. But you know, I'm going to say one last thing that makes me sick, and I'm going to quit today, and you can just leave with this sick feeling I'm having. It's so sad today in this country of America, if you say something against the government or a policy that you don't like, it could be abortion, it could be homosexual right, it could be a number of things like that. You're not supposed to do that because you're a Christian. You're supposed to be under the authority. I know I'm supposed to be under the authority of this government. I understand that, and I am. But since when did we get so spineless and weak that we don't stand up for what's right and say what's the right thing? It's horrible. Amen. Horrible. Amen. So anyway, I think you have all the authority in the world. All the authority in the world. We're always to have strength under control. But you are a war horse. You are called, if you, as the Church of God, don't stand up and do what's right in your life, in the life of your family, in the life of our community, in the life of our country, we're gone, man. It's the hell in a handbasket. But if we're a war horse, if He has our back, if this book is our manual, if this is the truth of the Word of the living God, then let me tell you something, friend. I can make it. I can make a difference. Amen? And so I just leave you that word today. Amen? That greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. But if you've got inside of you misbeliefs about who you really are, then you're not strong at all and you're not great at all. Have a talk with Jesus. Have a talk with your heart today. Amen? And maybe this week, and be strong.